This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I really don't like it when the conference championships have been determined in the NFL. And, you know, all you have left is the Super Bowl. You've got 2 weeks to
wait. So when you're down to three games or only one?
You're down to one game at that point. Yep. And you sit around for 2 weeks and you wait, and then you get the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then,
that's over, and then you're thinking, okay.
Then you're thinking baseball.
Things get, well, if you're a football fan, things get cranked up soon enough with the combine. And that's, you know, pretty boring. And then you get free agency, and then you know what? Then things get going. The new league year, March 12th, legal tampering begins. I'm pumped. That'll be fun. It's less than a month away. That'll be good. The Kansas City Chiefs may be in a position where they have to think, do we need to go draft another tight end? Or is the guy we have coming back? Is he good to go? Whatever. And that's Travis Kelce, who, of course, went to a certain high school in Northeast Ohio. And Travis and his Chiefs just got shredded in the Super Bowl. And Andy, that was disappointing. You know, the Kelce family have been great representatives of Northeast Ohio, and I love the fact that Travis wears Northeast Ohio on his sleeve, and I love how he introduces his hometown when they do the introductions on NBC. You know, he doesn't mention Cincinnati, where he went to college. He mentions Cleveland Heights, and I think that's really cool. I think that's good. And you know his dad, you know Travis.
Yep.
And that's a good thing.
Ding!
He did not have the best of Super Bowls, just like everybody else on his team. And Travis went on his New Heights podcast with his brother Jason, and this is where we're getting this audio from, so thank you, fellas, for that. And he talked about what happened in the Super Bowl.
Just wasn't our day. Couldn't find a lick of momentum. I'm kicking myself for some of the tiny, tiny decisions I made on the field. I wasn't the best leader that I could be in motivating my guys and keeping my guys, you know, calm, cool, collected. And I put a lot of that on myself as, you know, the guy that's been in the building for 12 years and seen a lot of football and actually seeing a situation just like this in the Super Bowl. It's a tough pill to swallow. It's a hard reality, man. I love my teammates. I love my coaches, Chiefs Kingdom. I'm sorry for how it ended. I have a beautiful life, man. I have loved ones. I have the most amazing family in the world that supports me in everything that I do. And they were all there, you know, cheering me on and hoping for the best on Sunday, man. I wish things would have went different. I wish I would have made better decisions early on and helped my guy Pat out and helped my team, you know, find that momentum or that confidence. But, you know, I just have to tip my hat to the Eagles.
That sounds sincere.
It's how he is, though. Yeah. That is Travis all the time is like that.
There was one play in the Super Bowl, though, I wonder if in his mind this has any correlation. He said, help my man Pat out. There was one play that I am watching, and I was watching Travis on the play.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the left side, and Mahomes gets flushed out of the pocket, and he's running right. And Travis is maybe a yard down the field. I don't know if he was blocking on the play or what.
Right.
And I was stunned because Travis was standing there watching the play. And he was close enough where he could have helped his man Pat out by running over toward, it would have been toward, if you know, if you're the Chiefs and you have the ball, it would have been running right for Travis. And once he had his body turned, he'd have been running the other way, but running left. But he stood there and watched Mahomes scrambling out of the pocket, trying to make something happen, and he never moved. Mm. And I thought, man, that's not typical. And I thought, what's going on with these guys today? And that was the, other than getting just whacked, that was the one play in the game where I thought, I wonder if something's going on with those guys today. Because that was so not typical Travis Kelce. And he stood there and he actually put his hands up in the air a little bit. Like, hey. And he just stood there and watched. And I thought, man, that's not what we're used to seeing out of this team.
Maybe it's just the fact the offensive line was having so much trouble and that the play wasn't supposed to go that way that it did.
Yeah.
He could have
run over, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And given him an option. Hey, you can dump it off to me.
Right.
But
that wasn't an option on the play at all.
Well, but I'm sure standing there and watching wasn't an option either.
No, that's true.
You know? Right. So that was part of it. Mm. Travis is in his mid-30s. I think he's 35 years old. And when called upon this year, and when they really needed him, he was there. I mean, he played really well and didn't play typical Travis Kelce. But, you know, Andy, when you get to be in your mid-30s and you're still playing in the NFL, there are going to be times when I think your team goes a different direction, keeps an eye on you, helps you out, you know, from a physical standpoint,
mm-hmm.
and saves you a little bit for games that are going to really matter like crazy. I mean, the guy still caught 97 balls this year. He was still really good. He could still go out next year and be one of the top tight ends in the National Football League. I don't think there's any question about that. But what everybody's wondering, especially I think for what? A number of reasons. His brother retired the year before. And look at what Jason has done. I mean, he's got commercials like crazy. He's hosting a big ESPN show. He's got the podcast that's making all kinds of money. He's living life. And he's on ESPN doing things. It's going great for him. Same opportunities would be there for Travis. I wonder, everybody's wondering, what's he thinking about his future in the National Football League?
I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year. And right now, I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now, the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing. I've been fortunate over the past 5-6 years. I've played more football than anybody. The fact that we keep going to these AFC championships and these Super Bowls, and that means I'm playing an extra 3 games more than everybody else in the entire league. And that's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And it's a lot of time spent in the building, focusing on your crafts, focusing on the task at hand, every challenge that you set up for yourself. And that process can be grueling. It can weigh on you. It can make you better, and it can drive you crazy at the same time. And right now, it's one of those things where it was kind of driving me crazy this year. I think I'm going to take some time to figure it out. I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it, and I'm fully here for them. And I think I could play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me as a man, as a human, as a person to take on all that responsibility.
There's more to that story, though, if you think about it. But go ahead, Jeff. What were we going to say?
Question for you.
Yeah.
How many times has Travis Kelce played fewer than 15 games in a season?
Probably never. I would assume
that
he's
a workhorse.
That
is correct.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Correct. How stunning is that?
In today's game? Oh, man.
In today's game.
Yeah, that's insane.
The dude has never played fewer than 15 games in a season.
That's just a little less than Joe Thomas. But he's, I mean, Joe's area was confined to maybe 2 yards.
And Travis is running downfield and blocking. I mean, tight end is a get-beat-up position.
It is why I love the position, because it's the blue-collar position.
Because you like pain.
No, it's the blue-collar position where you can get down and dirty and be an offensive lineman, was really where your primary job is, but you have the ability without having to check in and become, you know, eligible to be able to release off the line and catch a pass. I love that position for that reason and that reason alone.
Is this a telling stat for him, or is it just a blip? He averaged only 8.5 yards per catch in the regular season. And he had never averaged fewer than 10.6 before, which he did last year. So his yardage per catch has dropped significantly in the last couple of years.
Are you going to tell me there's a team out there that wouldn't want someone that could average?
No, I didn't say that, because he turned around and he averaged 13.5 in the playoffs and was able to get the ball downfield. I just wonder, because 8.5 is a really low figure. And
What was his average going into last year again?
It was 10 something the year before.
So he was a first down per catch before. Right?
No, I know. Yeah. But 8.5 is really low.
It's pretty close to a first down per catch. If you're second and two, right, it's a first down.
If he wants to go play again next year, the Chiefs, I think, would welcome him back under the right financial situations.
Yeah, that's the problem. And this is what I was going to bring up a minute ago. Like, if you're the Hunt family, what do you do in this situation? He's 35 years old, and if they get him, if they cut him, they save $17 million. They save $17 million if they cut him or if he retires. So that's why I think that he's smart in what he's saying when it comes to, I really got to think this thing out. I mean, Clark Hunt's in a really, really weird spot right now, because how do you, cut someone who's statue worthy in your own town? How do you do that? And by the way, I know a head coach that loves tight ends, and I wonder if he would want this 35-year-old to come to a team where he's trying to rebuild, depending on what kind of quarterback they bring in.
No.
You don't think that would he not be embraced if he came here? I mean, look, this team has done bigger marketing things before. If the Browns had the opportunity to pick him up, you don't think they would?
He will not play for another team other than the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're saying he'll say that?
Yes, or he will say that.
I don't know. One run at the Browns, I think he might take it.
I don't know if it's a good look. Andy, why would he do that?
Because it's his hometown. Because there are pictures of him running around his front yard dressed like Bernie Kosar. That's why.
Well, they're not going to let him play quarterback, even though we could use one.
He could play quarterback. He did at Heights.
I don't.
A pretty damn good one, too.
I don't think he ever plays for another team. It's Kansas City or nothing. It's going to be like his brother. I was a Philadelphia Eagle, period. It's like Joe Thomas. I was a Cleveland Brown, period.
What if they both came out of retirement to play for the Browns next year? Come on, laugh. It's kind of funny.
Oh, we're laughing.
You're going to tell me. I wonder how many people would buy a Browns Kelce jersey if they signed him.
You're going to be crying next.
Jeff, I mean, think about the Chris Spielman jerseys they sold. Think about it.
I think they're doing okay without having to sell another jersey.
How do you know how much they're making? They're trying to build a new dome. Maybe they sell these jerseys and don't and no new taxes.
Andy's head explodes next. Why? Because we're going to try and find us a quarterback.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.